The next patient is Catherine Chaney. The last name is Chaney. First name Catherine, Katherine. 68-year-old, a white female, that is referred to this office by Dr. Nicole Domenech. The last name is Domenech. For evaluation of a renal cyst, period. The patient has a history of autoimmune disorder that has been treated with by the rheumatologist. Says that she has been given infusions, and when she didn't see any improvement, decided to switch rheumatologist, went to see Dr. Chata, and Chata is Chaney. And the rheumatoid factor was reported negative. The most likely situation is that she has fibromyalgia, period. The patient went to see Dr. Amadi, AMHAD, like in Delta I, for problems associated to diarrhea, and he found that she has a fatty liver, and the patient is concerned about that situation. Patient has a serum creatinine that is 0.59 milligrams per deciliter with an estimated GFR of 98. The protein creatinine rate, the macroalbumin creatinine ratio is less than 30. Period. I don't have a urinalysis to examine the urinary sediment. The patient has a consistent elevation of the sedimentation rate as well as the CRP. Period. From the nephrology point of view, this is a cyst that is benign and that has to be followed on a regular basis. Apparently, there is a small non obstructive stone in the left kidney. There is no history of nephrolithiasis in the past. There is no evidence of hypercalcemia, period. Number two, the patient has hypothyroidism. She mentions Hashimoto's thyroiditis in the past. She's on levothyroxine and is managed by Dr. Domenech. Period. Following number. fatty liver in the presence of a BMI of 39.6. This is a major concern and has to be addressed. My recommendation is for her to go on a plant-based diet. Low sodium, and a fluid restriction of 50 ounces in 24 hours. With a plant-based diet, we are going to accomplish not only the improvement we're going to accomplish weight loss, treatment for the fatty liver, and most importantly, inflammation in general terms, period. It's going to change the intestinal flora, and she will be able to improve her general condition, period. At the same time, I discuss in detail the Weight Watchers program with the idea of making an impact in the need to change the lifestyle. Following number. The patient has a history of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The patient had a violent COVID infection, and she has been trying to recover in the last 3 years from this disease. Following number of immune disorder, most likely fibromyalgia. The possibility of rheumatoid arthritis is also entertained. Period. Paragraph from the nephrology point of view, we are going to order the basic laboratory workup before we turn her back to Dr. Dominich. I want to thank Dr. Dominich for the kind referral. I'll keep her posted of the progress. A reevaluation in a couple of months with laboratory workup.